Are you going to address the crowd tomorrow?
You know what? I'm thinking about it. You know, I think to show our guys some kind, our fans some kind of appreciation. You know, like I think we do have a great relationship with them. It's sometimes it's just good to acknowledge them. So regardless of what, you know, like all the chaos is, you know, and all the talk is, you know, like even just to show them appreciation for sure.
Masai, do you have to win a playoff round for this year to be considered a success from your point of view?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think the team has, I think the team is growing. I think we can see that it's trending in the right way. Could we do stuff, you know, like to try to get better or for the future or try to figure it out, you know, like how to put yourself, you know, like in better position? Those are things we will look at, you know, like, but I think to put a label on it and say, you know, this is a failure or this is a success. Well, honestly, Jeff, we're not there, you know, like as a team, as an organization, we haven't been in the playoffs. So I don't know, what was it, 6 or 7 years? Mm-hmm. And we get back in, we won the division a couple times now and, increased wins in games, and We're growing as a team, you know, like I think that there are many things that are that's so encouraging, and some of the things we don't do so well, we'll try to get better.
You know, Paul Pierce's comments aside, let's forget Paul Pierce off the court. On the court, he's a guy who does have an ability to leave his mark in a game. He apparently has talked to Randy Whitman about possibly playing some power forward in this series. His average, if you look at the last, at this season, he averaged a career low in minutes, he averaged a career low in points, he averaged a career low in rebounds, but it sounds as if, almost as if part of that was a plan to maybe try to keep Paul Pierce fresh for the playoffs. His personality aside, Masai, what he says aside, can Paul Pierce still impact the game on the court?
Yeah, for sure. You know, like he's one of those players, you know, he's a Hall of Fame player, you know, like a phenomenal basketball player mind, you know, like, yes, he's a little older, but, you know, he can in spurts, and I think in different games, you know, like he can win games, he can affect games. There's no doubt about that. We have to come out and play him, you know, like and guard him and challenge him, you know, like on both ends of the court. I think that's I think our guys are up to that, and yeah, our guys are fearless, you know, like I don't think they fear those kind of guys anymore. I don't think the NBA is there's still a couple, you know, like a couple players like that. I think you can put it up in one hand, you know, like that can win you a game continuously, you know, like win you a series, win you like 3-4 series. I think they're just a handful of players like that in the NBA. There are also a handful of players that will win you games. Paul Pierce is one of those guys that can win you games, I think, you know, and we know that, you know, like, but we're ready mm-hmm. for it.
Yeah. You know, Masai, when you look at the Raptors and compare them to the Wizards, I know one of the things Randy Whitman talked about in the Washington Press on Thursday in particular was the ability you guys have to go small and the impact that has on what he has to do. He's talking in particular about Nene and how it can take him out of the game. You know, I look at the Raptors, I think you guys had the fewest total of 40-plus minute games for any playoff squad in Raptors history. Clearly you guys use your bench a lot. Dwayne is certainly not afraid to go small. Do you think that is, at the end of the day, Masai, that's the thing that might be your biggest asset in this matchup, is depth and the ability to go small against them? Are you still going to have to beat them? You know, are you still going to have to rely on your big men to beat their big guys?
I think generally you have to rely on that. You have to rely on that, knowing that the game is gonna slow down. You know, like in the playoffs, Jeff, it's going to require, you know, like pain points. You know, like mm-hmm. scoring inside, because I tell you what, when that gym gets loud and crazy in both arenas, you know, like sometimes the rim gets smaller, right? And we feel, you know, like we've covered, you know, like a couple of the grounds, you know, we have to tighten up defensively, but in terms of outside shooting, I think we're going to be a threat. I think inside also, I think Jonas, DeMar takes it inside a lot, and so does Kyle, attack the rim. And then the shooters, I think that's really important getting to the free throw line. So honestly, you know, like I think our bench is a strength for us. But the one thing you have to keep in mind, Jeff, is it's not a game anymore now. It's become a series, right? And these guys just prepare. It doesn't matter whether you go small or big. You know, like I think teams are going to come out and win a game, lose a game, go back, prepare for the next game, and try and capitalize on the other team's weaknesses, and the other team is going to try and get better. That's the joy and the beauty of like a 7-game series and the playoffs.
And it's also, I think, isn't it, Masai, kind of it explains a lot of the mental pressure that you have in playoffs in any sport, because you're seeing the same guy over and over and over again, and after a while you're sick of seeing each other. And especially if the game goes 7 and you know each other's. I mean, if it's like anything, you play basketball, you play against a guy for a while, you can tell if he's favoring an ankle or if maybe he's just not comfortable that particular day. You can pick all sorts of things up in a 7-game series, can't you?
There's no question. There's no question about it, and I think that's going to be one of the big keys is how do we prepare? How do we adjust? You know, like to this to Washington and what they are going to do. Sometimes, what are you going to do, and are you going to continue to do it? Sometimes teams have failed because, you know, you stick to your guns. Sometimes teams have succeeded because you stick to your guns. You know, so. And that's the pressure. That's the beauty. That's why we do it, right? You know, like if it was. If it was easy, we would all be wearing rings right now, right? Damn near is not, you know, like it's one of the hardest things, one of the real hardest things to do in the NBA. Win a championship, win playoff series. It's tough.
Masai, what's the biggest difference in this Raptors team compared to the team that went into that playoff series against Brooklyn last year? Like from a distance, I look at it and I think, you've got a guy like James Johnson. You didn't have James Johnson last year. You got Lou Williams. Didn't have Lou Williams last year. What's the biggest difference, though, from your point of view between this team and last year's team at this time?
I think just mentioning that in terms of personnel changes, you know, like we feel like our bench is a little stronger. There's no question about it. But the experience of that playoff series, you know, like what DeMar was expecting to know or expecting to come out last year, you know, what Terrence was expecting, what Jonas was expecting, you can't buy that in the market. You know, it's just something that they have to experience on their own, and they did last year. The intensity, you know, like the pressure, the adjustments, all that stuff, you know, like I think it was a game one. DeMar didn't play so well and came out brilliantly, like all the rest of the games, and was phenomenal in that series. That playoff experience last year was really huge for us, and we have to capitalize on it as a young team.